control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You may enjoy the features that you'll find on that site. They are all completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark is out until sometime next week. He has gone on his yearly vacation with the family to Florida. And so we will be having fun without him. Anyway, Johnny Ray, always good to have you here. I know that coming up tonight you want to tell us about archaeological discoveries that you say are pretty interesting. So how we can make archaeology interesting for radio, we'll see. I'm interested to find out how that pans out.
Yeah, archaeology, top 10 archaeological discoveries as decided by archaeology.org.
In other news, we've got the report that I mentioned last night about the CIA. Let's jump right into this one and their harsh interrogations. Plus, I had a court win today, which winning in court is pretty rare.
So, that's right. Congratulations.
I'd like to talk about that as well, just kind of encourage folks to not take the plea deal and give you a real-life example of how it can work out. But first, since I mentioned this last night, we didn't get to it. The Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, reporting after a contentious closed-door vote, the Senate Intelligence Committee has approved a long-awaited report concluding that harsh interrogation measures used by the CIA did not produce significant intelligence breakthroughs, according to officials. The 6,000-page document, which was not released to the public, was adopted by Democrats over the objections of most of the committee's Republicans. The outcome reflects the level of partisan friction that continues to surround the CIA's use of waterboarding and other severe interrogation techniques 4 years after they were banned. The report is the most detailed independent examination to date of the agency's efforts to break dozens of detainees through physical and psychological duress, a period of CIA history that has become a source of renewed controversy because of torture scenes like seen in a upcoming Hollywood film, Zero Dark Thirty.
That's right, yeah.
I'm not familiar with this film.
Well, I just read an article by Glenn Greenwald about it in The Guardian, and his contention was that the film was a hagiography of the CIA. It was irresponsible filmmaking. It wasn't art. It was bad art, and it was bad history.
I haven't seen the preview. Maybe I should check it out. Officials familiar with the report said it makes a detailed case that subjecting prisoners to enhanced interrogation techniques did not help the CIA find Osama bin Laden and often were counterproductive in the broader campaign against al-Qaeda. And we've discussed before on this show that when you torture somebody for information, you'll get information.
Yeah, they'll tell you whatever they think they have to tell you to get you to stop.
Right, and that information may be useless. And what's the point of it? And now you've got a 6,000-page document. In case you didn't believe that before, now you've got a 6,000-page document as approved by the Senate Intelligence Committee. So it's the government's own work here.
Right.
That is saying, yeah, this stuff doesn't work. The committee chairman, Senator Dianne Feinstein, declined to discuss specific findings, but released a written statement describing decisions to allow the CIA to build a network of secret prisons and employ harsh interrogation measures as terrible mistakes. She said, "I also believe this report will settle the debate once and for all over whether our nation should ever employ coercive interrogation techniques."
I'm very surprised that the Senate came out with that decision. Personally, I think torture maybe could be useful. I'm not sure if that's the right choice of words. I think that someone might tell you something that they otherwise wouldn't want to tell you. They might tell you the truth about something because they think that you know it already, and if you don't tell them the truth, then they're going to be tortured more. I think it's possible that you can use torture to get info, but that doesn't mean that you should be using torture.
So you are kind of torn about this, or you feel, how do you really feel?
I feel like torture is just not an option. It's morally reprehensible.
Absolutely, it's inhumane.
It's disgusting.
And apparently it doesn't work very well.
Yeah, according to this 6,000-page document.
Now, I don't want this to sound like, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Democrats or anything like that. I think that they probably, you know, you've got Barack Obama, who's got the power as the president to order the assassination of American people worldwide. So, I don't know. Is that really that much better? Okay, so you've got some Democrats here saying that, well, we shouldn't be torturing ever again. This was terrible. But at the same time, the president, their president, is ordering assassinations of human beings. So, and American human beings, which some people believe Americans are better than the rest of the world. I don't think that, but some people think that. And just no one is untouchable when it comes to this guy if he wants to come after you. So I just want to make it clear, this isn't some sort of partisan thing.
I'm a dogmatic sort of a libertarian, and what I think of when we talk about this is that the means color the ends of what you do, and when your organization is based on violence and coercion, then you're just going to have disgusting things that come out at the end.
And who should be surprised? I mean, ultimately, that's what the government is. It's an agency of coercive force. They have a monopoly over a certain geographic area, and they are a coercive agency. So why is anyone surprised when they go this far? The reason why they are recanting at this point is because they got caught. You know, they got caught on these secret prisons. They got caught on the extraordinary rendition. And they don't want to be seen like that. The government, in this country at least, it's important for them to maintain illusions. They want to maintain an aura of legitimacy. Let's use those terms. I think it really describes it. Because what they do isn't legitimate. It's force. It's using violence against peaceful people. I was just sitting in a courtroom today with dozens of people, and 90% of them had not harmed another human being. They're being aggressed against by the government people, by Republicans and Democrats. And so they use violence every single day in their activities, in their day-to-day activities, but they cover it up by having, like, this courtroom that you go to. It's not just some cop pulling you over and demanding money on the side of the road, some kind of obvious extortion. No, no, no. They've got all these processes that go around it. There's a ticket that is written up. There's a date at which you come to court. There's, you know, circumstance and pomp surrounding this. There's decorum in the courtroom. There's respect that is demanded. And all these kind of religious icons that are present. You've got the flag. You've got the man in the robe that is sitting higher up than everyone else in the courtroom. And all of this serves to distract from what's really going on. And that is that the people sitting in the pews, more religious evidence, the people that are sitting in the pews of this throne room are there to be extracted from. They're there to be found guilty. Most of them take the plea deal, and they're there to have hundreds of dollars taken from them, fed into this inhumane system, so they can then round more people up and bring them into court the next week and extract more money from them. They probably got $15,000 out of people today, just in one morning,
wow,
in one little court in a small town in New Hampshire. So what I bring that up to point out is the government has a real interest in making itself seem like it's a compassionate organization. You look at the reactions of the, you know, mayors and governors after the school shooting in Connecticut. Most of them get up in front of a bunch of news cameras and pretend like they really feel terribly for the family. Maybe some of them actually do have feelings, but they make it look like they're concerned and they care. And they want you to think that. They want you to think that, you know, we're the government, we're here to keep you safe. When in reality what they're doing is they're hurting peaceful people, and of course, internationally, they're killing peaceful people. We can talk more about the extraordinary rendition, the report here saying harsh CIA interrogations ineffective. 855-450-FREE. But what do you think? You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, I've tried.
Okay.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and SACL CAI, maybe you've heard of them? We talk about them a lot on Free Talk Live. They've been with us for a long time.
A long time.
Jason Osborne is the proprietor there, one of the proprietors there, and he's a huge supporter of freedom. He's a huge advocate of the ideas of liberty and has put his money where his mouth is and has been a longtime, excellent, reliable sponsor of Free Talk Live. And thank you to Jason and SACL CAI. And you can show your thanks if you're a business owner and you've got some accounts you're trying to collect on. Hey, I don't know about you, but I got into business to do the business I love, not call on clients and try to get them to pay money. Jason Osborne's business is collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables over at SACL CAI. So if you need to try something new in the area of collections, you need to talk to SACL. Their banner is positioned right at the top of our banner column, and it has been there for as long as I can recall over at freetalklive.com. Just click over there, check out SACL CAI. They will treat your customers with respect because they know that not only do you want to collect your money, you would like to keep your clients as well. Once again, SACL CAI banner is over at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the CIA and harsh interrogations. There's a 6,000-page document released not to the public. It's internal, apparently. The Senate Intelligence Committee reporting here, the Washington Post has the story, that they've concluded that harsh interrogation measures used by the CIA did not produce significant intelligence breakthroughs. And as you pointed out, Johnny Ray, it's also inhumane and about the bottom of the barrel, the lowest of the lows, as far as, you know, then you have really reached the level of what you're opposing. If what you oppose is inhumane treatment of other people and, you know, you position yourself in that way publicly, but then behind the scenes, you're doing the same stuff. That's really blatant hypocrisy and needs to stop.
Yeah, some of the reviewers who were supporters of the film commented that they were squirming a little bit during the actual interrogation scenes, and they got very uncomfortable during those scenes.
This is the Zero Dark Thirty film?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine how much worse it must be to actually be a part of what's going on, to be party to the real torture happening.
Gosh.
You know, you got to be a monster to get into that business.
Either that or you become a monster.
Sure.
By the way, the committee has been disputed, or their conclusions have been disputed by high-ranking officials from the George W. Bush administration, including Dick Cheney and former CIA Director Michael Hayden. Both of them argued that the use of waterboarding, sleep deprivation, and other measures provided critical clues that helped track down bin Laden, the al-Qaeda leader who was killed in a U.S. raid in May of 2011, if you believe that story. Largely because of those political battle lines, Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee refused to participate in the panel's three-year investigation of the CIA interrogation program, and most opposed Thursday's decision. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, the committee's ranking Republican, said in a statement that the report contains a number of significant errors and omissions about the history and utility of the CIA's detention program. He also noted that the review was done without interviewing any of the people involved. The 6-9 vote indicates that at least one Republican backed the report, although committee officials declined to provide a breakdown. Other GOP lawmakers voiced support for the report's conclusions, including John McCain, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. He issued a statement saying that the committee's work shows that cruel treatment of prisoners is not only wrong in principle and a stain on our country's conscience, but also an ineffective and unreliable means of gathering intelligence. How interesting that one of the few Republicans to come out in opposition, or rather, excuse me, in support of this particular report and in opposition to the torture is someone who was likely experiencing conditions like that.
Sure, I never looked at it that way.
I mean, so you're going to change your mind. Like, if all of a sudden, you know, if you're in favor of torture and then you get tortured, you change your mind. It was Mancow, I think, is one of the radio talk show hosts. He actually stepped up to allow himself to be waterboarded at one point, and that didn't last very long.
No, he lasted three or four seconds, didn't he?
I think that's maybe pushing it as far as length is concerned, yeah. And, you know, he thought he was going to be all badass and be able to handle being waterboarded because, oh, it's just a little bit of weight, pour a little water on someone's mouth.
Right.
Oh, it's a big deal. Well, apparently it was a pretty big deal, and he immediately changed his position about it. But you shouldn't have to go through torture to understand that torture is a bad idea. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Now, it could be months, if not years, before the public even gets a partial glimpse of this report. or its 20 findings and conclusions, the committee chairman said that they will turn the voluminous document over to the Obama administration and the CIA to provide a chance for them to comment. When that's completed, the committee will need to vote on whether to release even a portion of the report, a move likely to face opposition from the CIA, which has fought to keep details of their interrogation program classified. Even if it were released, the report would probably have little impact beyond providing new ammunition for a largely dormant interrogation debate. The agency abandoned its harshest interrogation methods years before President Obama was elected, or so they claim, and the Justice Department began backing away from memos that it had issued that it had served as the or that had served as the legal basis for the program. So, yeah, the CIA has claimed to no longer be engaging in this behavior, but remember, the prisons were secret. We only found out about them because somehow the information accidentally came out. I don't remember how that happened.
WikiLeaks?
They were called secret, could be. They were called secret prisons for a reason, because no one knew about them. So who's to say that the CIA isn't still engaging in this sort of activity behind the scenes, whether or not the administration knows about it?
After the tragedy of 9/11, the entire world reached out to the U.S. with sympathy and love, and the United States government decided to use the tragedy of 9/11 as an excuse to kill hundreds of thousands of people on the other side of the world, and now the name of the U.S. has been trashed. Where the U.S. is a murderous empire.
I hope that people worldwide can separate the two. They can separate the U.S. from the people. I hope that people can do that. I know some people can't. They just collectivize and they will consider, well, everybody in the U.S. must be bad because they allow their government to do these things. And I think that I hope that people realize that there are a lot of people here who don't support this kind of behavior and who are absolutely appalled by it. Let's go to Steve. He's listening in North Dakota. Oh, yeah. One more important point here. The Justice Department earlier this year closed investigations of the alleged abuses, eliminating the prospect that the CIA operatives who'd gone beyond the approved methods would face any criminal charges. So everyone who is involved in torturing people, they're all safe from any kind of consequence.
Naturally.
Go ahead, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. Well, before I get to my point, for dinner I had some food that I ordered from buyemergencyfood.com.
Oh, how was it?
The name of the company is Legacy. Oh, it was wonderful. It was very good.
Excellent. Well, I know you were calling about another reason, so you want to talk to us about the military?
Well, you said something the other night, Ian, that wasn't exactly right. It wasn't the entire truth. And I can explain.
Excellent. Well, stand by. We'll get your correction here in moments and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Wouldn't be the first time I've been wrong on the air. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here if you would like at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, a court win for once. It's nice to see that happen. And I should put quotes around the word win. We can explain more about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE plus archaeology discoveries that Johnny Ray finds pretty interesting. We'll share those with you as well. 855-450-3733. We're going to get back into your phone calls here in a moment. I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate and the listeners thereof. I'm talking about Fox News 1450 AM and 93.1 FM KZNU in St. George, Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, welcome aboard to all the listeners there in St. George who will be getting Free Talk Live every single day. One of the few and the proud, one of the few stations that actually carries all 3 hours a day of Free Talk Live, because it's still kind of daytime over there in Utah. All 3 hours every single day, including Saturday and Sunday. So you guys are hearing the show for the first time tonight, as I understand it. In fact, they're going to be airing our show all week long, and that means we'll be live all day, you know, all 3 hours every single day. That's unusual in the radio business. That's one thing that's different about Free Talk Live, is that we're actually here every day for you. And you can call in about anything that you want. But another thing that's unusual about Free Talk Live is that it's a perspective that's a little bit different. You know, we're not a Democrat show, and we're not a Republican show. It's a show that focuses on liberty. At least that's the perspective of the people that host the program. It's always open phones, so you can always call in and share with us your perspective and how you feel, what you think about things. So.
Yeah, I've grown up kind of looking at things really in black and white, and I take the I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Oh yeah,
and
yep, me too.
Yeah, and he would sort of stop short. He would say, well, you got to have a little bit of welfare. And I just wanted to say, why? Why do you have to have a little bit of welfare? I can understand. I can give charitably myself. I can do that. I don't need somebody taking my money forcibly and then and then doing the charity for me.
Yeah, I cut a check recently to the local homeless shelter here in town. And
right.
I actually just signed up for a monthly contribution.
So I felt like I was taking Rush's good ideas, the good ideas that he had, to their logical conclusion.
And rejecting the bad ideas. Right?
Precisely.
You've got plenty of bad ideas, too. So you can dial in here, 855-450-FREE, if you're a brand-new listener. Feel free to test us out. See what it's like. You can actually call in. The phone screening process is fairly simple here. It's, you know, we're not going to ask you about, you know, details. We just want to know basically what you want to talk about. You get on the air. You can talk about anything. Like Steve is going to here in North Dakota. What were you calling about, Steve? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, a few days ago, I think it was Friday or Thursday, you said that if you say anything bad about the military, people hate you for it. And that is true, but it's not quite the whole truth. And let me tell you why. Because I called a talk radio program a few years ago. You know, once in a while, the draft will be talked about in the news. You know, every couple of years, somebody will bring it up and they'll talk about bringing back the draft. Well, this was one of those times. It was a couple of years ago. It was in Florida. And these, as I call them, these blabbermouth AM radio conservative talk show hosts were talking about the draft and whether we should bring it back, and asking their listeners for their view. And, of course, they definitely leaned towards bringing back the draft. Virtually all of their callers did, and I thought I'd call in and give my perspective.
Please do.
On it. As a military man, a former military man, which, by the way, I didn't even get to mention that part, because I got hung up on within about 15 seconds.
Where were you calling again? I missed that point. Local show? Or
it was in Florida. It was a local show. I can't remember. It was one of the Tampa conservative talkers down there in the Tampa St. Pete area.
Maybe and, WFLA.
I think it actually was FLA, yes.
Okay.
And I said, you know, during the hearings back in the 70s when they were ending the draft, and there was a big to-do about that, and there was arguments going back and forth, and I believe Milton Friedman testified and a few other kind of big names testified. One of the things that one of the people against the draft brought out is a Department of War. It was before it was the Department of Defense, it was the Department of War, a Department of War study in which they indicated that only 1 out of 11 soldiers who were drafted fired their gun intentionally and fired at the enemy, which to me is a startling statistic. Don't ask me how they gathered it. I have no idea.
If you want soldiers that are actually going to do more than just be a meat bag sitting around and eating your, you know, your rations, then you probably shouldn't have a draft.
Right. And basically the gist of it was they either didn't fire or they intentionally missed. 1 out of 11 is much. I wouldn't have guessed that it would have been that many that intentionally missed or didn't fire their weapons. But anyway, that was what the Department of War came up with. As I said, I don't know how they ascertained that. Well, I got that much out. They hung up on me, and I immediately turned the volume of the radio back up, and they said, well, and there goes Steve. He's a gone guy. We're not going to have anybody disrespecting the troops like that.
Oh,
and then the next caller that called in said that it's because of the troops that guys like, the idiots like this guy Steve, and have their stupid opinions.
Sure.
And
classic.
So what you said, Ian, was not quite exactly the truth. What you said, part of the truth. The rest of the truth is that even if they perceive that you're disrespecting the military, you can be hated for it.
Right. Even though what you are actually presenting was a statistic that is not anti-military necessarily. I mean, that statistic just simply says that if you're going to have a military, it should be a voluntary force, meaning that, you know, people have chosen to join it as opposed to have been forced against their will to join it, and that if you want to have an effective military force, that's the way to structure it.
Yep, you got it.
Thanks for sharing that story tonight. And you said you are, by the way, enjoying some of the food from buyemergencyfoods.com. What meal are you? Did you prepare for yourself tonight?
I had the Alfredo pasta, and it was really wonderful.
I don't, I don't have it here right now. Mark has totally hoarded it all. Like, he got sent some of it, and he's been hoarding it, and now he's out of town. So it's probably going to be at least a week before I'll get to try any more of it. So I'm glad that you've I'm glad you've given us a report. And by the way,
very good.
Thank you for the call tonight, Steve. I appreciate hearing your story. And by the way, we are talking about buyemergencyfoods.com. It's freeze-dried storable food, and it's a brand that is high quality, 100% certified, GMO-free, zero MSG, no artificial flavors. They're the only brand that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, and you can go and check out the useful and informative charts that will show you that buyemergencyfoods.com has the best deal in the industry.
The best prices.
Right. Not only do they have, because normally you can't get good and cheap, together. You can't get those two things together. But in this case, you actually do. You get the food affordably. You get quality food. And it actually turns out that it's cheaper than the competitors. You get more for your money. But go and see it for yourself and compare around. BuyEmergencyFoods.com. Don't forget the S on the end there. BuyEmergencyFoods.com.
And they've got the oxygen absorbers in every Mylar-wrapped package.
So it's a great product. I've had some of it, and I've enjoyed it thus far. I'm looking forward to sampling more of the product as soon as Mark gets it over to me. So 855-450-FREE. He's also, I think, hoarding some stateless sweets as well. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And so let's continue here. We were talking before about the CIA renditions and the torture that goes on and how horrifying it is that people are involved in this. Of course, you know, the same sort of folks that would hang up on Steve for having a position about the draft would also likely support torture. These are people that don't have military experience, that have not worked in these areas, and they don't understand what it is that they're getting into. I don't have military experience, but Johnny Ray, you do.
Yep, yeah, I do. I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, active duty.
You didn't have to work side-by-side with draftees at that time, though. Can you imagine that?
Sure, I can imagine it. And it's not a pretty idea.
No doubt. More coming up, though. We can take your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE plus courtroom win. We'll tell you about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit web.com/radio.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. Just take control here, and that's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. News updates, we got them for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. News about the show, that is. We'll give you the latest information about Free Talk Live. When you need to know about it, you'll be the first to know if you're on our email list, and also Twitter and Facebook. We will distribute the information that way as well. In addition, on Twitter and Facebook, you'll sometimes get updates during the show, information, you know, maybe a link to some of the news that that we're discussing here. In fact, I'll post shortly this link to the CIA, the information about the CIA extraordinary renditions and torture process. Turns out that wasn't very effective at all in gathering or garnering useful information for the government. So I'll post, you know, we post things like that during the show, maybe sometimes questions and observations. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any one of those. Email, Twitter, Facebook. That's news.freetalklive.com. It is Twitter Tuesday, by the way, and that means that if you tweet something at Free Talk Live, meaning put the at symbol and then the words Free Talk Live all run together as one, in your tweet, we'll see it. It'll pop up on our Twitter monitor here from Hootsuite, and then we will follow your Twitter account in return for you doing that for us. So Twitter Tuesday, from now until basically I go to sleep tonight, you'll be able to take advantage of that opportunity. If you miss it this week, we'll do it again next week. So just tweet something at Free Talk Live. We'll see it and follow you back. With you in the studio, by the way, it is Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We were talking about working with draftees, talking about CIA renditions. You were in the Marine Corps for how many years?
4 years active duty, 4 years inactive.
And you didn't have to work with draftees. And, you know, were the people that you were working with, I mean, would you consider them to be, you know, of a higher caliber than somebody that would have been forced into in the military?
I would say yes, only based on logic. However, I know there were recruits with me at boot camp who were there as part of some kind of plea deal in a court.
Really?
Yes. Yes. A judge had said, okay, I'm going to sentence you to this. However, if you go down to the recruiter, you join the Marine Corps, then we'll get rid of it.
Wow. I didn't realize they were still doing that.
Yeah, that happened from what I heard.
Interesting. And would you say that those people were a little bit less inclined to be Marine-like?
Well, I would say so, but again, just based on my own logic of the situation. Yeah. Can't give you any specific examples.
Your experiences are certainly welcome if you'd like to add to that conversation at 855-450-FREE. But people, you know, they don't want to talk about these things. They don't want to believe that the government is doing horrible, terrible things to human beings around the world. And that's what the CIA was doing. They claim they're not doing it anymore. I don't think I believe them. I don't know about you. But just because the CIA says something doesn't mean that it's true. But either way, you know, it leads back to the larger discussion about what government is and why people shouldn't be surprised when they hear about the government doing these terrible things to what arguably could be innocent people.
I mean, most certainly are innocent people.
You mean the victims of the torture, right?
Yeah, and probably I'm going to say the majority of the cases, these are innocent people being tortured. The people at Gitmo.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those guys have been released.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there are still people there. But it's not something I want to be associated with. It's not something that I want to pay for, so I won't. I don't pay to the federal government. I'm not interested in being in any way connected to that. It's bad enough to be paying property taxes to the local criminal organization known as the City of Keene, where, you know, I think there are a lot of nice people working for the city who believe they're doing the right thing, and I'm sure the people who are doing the torturing also believe that they're doing the right thing. They probably don't feel like they're evil. They probably feel like they're trying to help their country, or that they're just following orders, or that they're just doing their jobs, and they, you know, it's for the good of the nation. They probably have all manner of stories that they tell themselves about this. But if you're working for the state, you may be a nice person. You may be friendly. You may be a good family person. You may be good to your neighbors, like your physical neighbors in your neighborhood. But for your job, you're not doing the right thing.
Exactly. It's like when you talk about the police. You know, Mark gets on your case about the police a lot.
He says, "I hate the cops." Totally not true. I love the police. It's like any other human being.
And when I think about it, as I'm driving down the road, I have this discussion with myself often. I try to think about the best way to explain my feelings about the police to people, because I think that they are trying to take care of their family, or they're trying to take care of themselves, which is only as it should be.
Sure.
But insofar as they are police officers, I think they're dishonorable men and women.
Because they're hurting peaceful people. If the
they're
police
getting paid with stolen money.
That too. If the police were just out there doing the right thing, meaning going after individuals who are victimizing others, then I wouldn't have as much of a problem.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't even really object that much to having the money stolen from me. I still would object to that, but if I knew that the money were actually going to stop real criminals, I wouldn't be as concerned about it. I mean, I might be concerned about where they're spending the money in one area versus another, and I still wouldn't like the idea that it was being taken from me at the threat of violence. All of that's true, but it would be less objectionable to me.
Yeah, and to all the listeners who think Ian and I are a couple of communists, I would suggest you go down to the courthouse one day and watch the factory like setting.
Yeah.
And see how many people who are getting the money sucked out of them, and see how many of them have committed crimes where there are real identifiable victims.
Right. Somebody who's a complaining party who does not call themselves the state of New Hampshire. Or the state of fill-in-the-blank, wherever it is that you live. And I think that is a really instructive thing for people to do, Johnny Ray. And that's what I was doing this morning. I was in court in a courtroom that I've never been to before, Hillsborough Court in Hillsborough County. It's a district court. So there's Hillsborough County is actually the biggest county in New Hampshire. It's the county in which Nashua and Manchester are located. And there's approximately 400,000 people that live there. We live in Cheshire County. By comparison, maybe 75 to 100,000 people live here. And Hillsborough, the town, is not Hillsborough. Is not Manchester. This is a town. This is a district court. So we're not even talking about cases from Manchester or Nashua or any of the big cities. You're gonna find this is the case across the board, whether you're in a big city courtroom or whether you're in a small town courtroom. People are going to be there, dozens of people, who have not harmed another human being. the majority of the cases this morning, the super majority of the cases this morning that I heard before they called me, which they called me towards the end, I wasn't exactly last. There were still a few people in the courtroom, which was kind of a surprise to me. I was surprised that they didn't make me wait till the very, very, very end. But it was mostly the very end. And, you know, the two dozen cases that went first before me, most of them were alcohol, cannabis, or driving related. And when I say driving related, I don't mean DUI, I don't mean driving dangerously, I just mean driving while license suspended, or driving with no
speed limit,
with no registration. And there wasn't even a speeding ticket this morning.
Huh.
It was no registration, suspension of license, things like that.
Their papers are out of order.
That's all it is. These people were not accused of driving dangerously. They were just driving without the approval of the state, which to the state's mind is the worst crime. You know, being disobedient to what the state tells you to do, in this case in the driving regulations, you will go to jail for longer, at least here in New Hampshire. I don't know what it's like where you live. But here in New Hampshire, the live free or die state, you'll go to jail for driving without a government permission slip. For a long time. They'll put you in jail for months and months, even a year. I was in jail once with a dude that was there for a year for driving while suspended. In comparison, there were guys in that same jail who were there for DUI for 3 days and 21 days, respectively. I met two DUI cases while I was in there. 3 days and 21 days.
Oh, you can get caught up in a cycle, a downward spiral, where you're trying to make money to pay the state for whatever fines they're charging you with, and you've got to go to work, and you're driving to work
even though
it's not, you don't have the blessings of the state to do so,
yep.
and then they catch you, and then you're in jail,
and you're in even deeper into debt to them.
Yeah, and how are you going to take care of your family? How are you?
This guy had a family. He had two daughters. He had a lady friend that I think, I don't know if it was his wife, but he was driving to work at the time that he was arrested. They put him right into jail. Year's sentence, habitual offender, as it's called, which basically means you've been caught driving to work a few times.
Right.
855-453. It's sick. It's sick, and it goes on every day. This isn't unusual. What I experienced this morning, you can experience it tomorrow morning. Go to your local district court.
That's how it's been every time I've been there.
Yeah. If you don't have the time to stay and watch the proceedings, look at the docket. Go run down the docket and see what the alleged crimes are. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live. R2's next.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold. Tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.